B-Pod Studios.
Yeah. This is going to be a loud rap party because we just went to CVS across the street from the station, and we all got snacks.
Oh, we're loving it.
Did you get that over there, or did you walk over and then eat something that you had here?
We had it here.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. You went over and got snacks, but you still ate something that was here. Well, I guess it's leftover.
I wanted a chip, but I didn't want to buy chips because we have chips here.
You know what you kind of did? You went and bought a new car, but you're still driving your old car.
Yeah.
I have to... Like, I went through the same thing, right? Because I really wanted combos, but they only had the big bags of combos. And I was like, I'm not buying a whole bag of combos. I just want a little, like, rip and pull, and that's what you had here.
Yeah, well, I am a little pissed off because I thought I was buying peanuts.
Oh.
I bought the honey roasted ones.
No, the honey roasted nuts over there.
I have
that's a little excessive.
You should see the amount of food we brought back. They're in the big bin right behind you. See, like, right behind that. Right behind that. There you go. He bought 3,000 of the wrong things.
I did.
Kind of,
and no, don't get me wrong.
Trying to buy?
Just regular peanuts. And don't get me wrong, honey roasted's not bad.
I like it's honey just, roasted.
What else were you looking for?
Oh, corn nuts. I wanted corn nuts so bad.
He was going around
like Rain Man in the CVS store going, I want corn nuts. Where's corn nuts? Do you see corn nuts anywhere?
I thought it was funny.
All right, so these are honey roasted.
Uh-huh.
These are the best. What's wrong with these?
They're not big container worthy.
They're not what?
Sorry,
I'm
eating.
A big container of them.
Here, big container try. Worthy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll try what you mean. Hang on. Oh. Like, they're good, but...
Like, they'd be good with beer.
Can we eat a massive container of honey
roasted
peanuts?
No, dude, but all nuts. Like, that. I think that's an odd snack to not have beer around. Yeah, I agree with you, Ren.
So let's get some beer for the studio. I know how to fix this.
I did have a dream that I had a drinking problem, was drinking in the morning.
Where was that beer, that brewery that likes the show?
High Creek up in Concord?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's the one you're talking about.
All right, put these back. We'll never open them again.
Probably.
No, we will.
And
like
honey
them.
Roasted, I guess, makes me think of Christmas for some reason. I don't
know. Oh, it's coming. Yeah. Christmas is coming. Mm-hmm. So we went into the CVS, and we're buying snacks just for the studio, like to eat during commercial and songs and stuff. And Loren's like, me and you always buy the same things.
We are creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Manny and I go in. I get sriracha popcorn and beef jerky. And then there's always like one wild card for me. I always get soup. And then Manny always gets goldfish, mm-hmm. Twizzlers. And there's something else you always
popcorn.
Get.
Popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn. But you had something else in your hand when I saw
did.
You.
I had, I got the Pringles.
Pringles, that's what it was.
The buffalo, which you got once and I liked.
Uh-huh.
So I bought them. So
you're
now
a
we
Pop
just share
Secret fan?
Yeah. Yeah, there's Pop Secret, Orville Redenbacher, who I don't love because...
He flew a plane?
Yeah. Is it weird that I will eat any kind of popcorn?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know the difference.
Me neither.
Right.
I just Pop Secret was $4.99 and then the CVS brand was like $3.99 and I just got the Pop Secret.
Hmm.
So then we go to checkout. And Roy gets the receipt. And it's coming out, Nicole, like you're playing your best skee ball. And the tickets are just coming out and coming out and coming out. I mean, the CVS thing was so long. But yesterday I went to check out of the CVS by my hometown in Waxhaw. And the woman, it's just so annoying. The woman's scanning and it's going, scan next coupon, scan next coupon, scan next coupon, scan next coupon. You hear how annoying that is? Scan next coupon.
It's like 4 feet, right?
It's for sure as tall as Cash is.
Yeah.
It's like 4 feet.
4 feet of coupons. For what?
It's like to the bottom of my rib cage to the floor.
I got 1, 2, 4 things.
That's all you got is 4 things.
What are the coupons for?
Oh, all right.
What are you going to, like?
We got 5 reward bucks, and they can be used.
I never use those. I need to use those.
They can be used in the pharmacy.
Oh, he'll use that.
$4 off
for his
any,
little blue pill.
$4 off any $20 worth of pain relief or sleep aid. I'll use that for ZQL. $4 off body wash sub. I won't do that.
How does he remember that he has these coupons?
I put them in my wallet.
How big is your wallet?
$2 off Aveeno. So think about this, guys. So Aveeno is a really good brand, okay? So you get $2 off, all right? Then you go find a manufacturer coupon, which might be like $3 off. Well, Aveeno is only...
How much is Aveeno?
Like
What is Aveeno?
$4 or $5.
That's like a lotion brand.
Oh, that is how you get the CVS to pay you money back.
Okay. Will they pay you money back?
Mm-hmm. Advantage
really? They'll give you cash?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because when they scan them, the manufacturer gives them money.
I thought it was just like a wash.
No, like whenever you get a coupon, like whenever Sterling sets up coupons at his stores, like he has to pay those coupons to the store. Like he cuts them, you know.
A check.
A $200,000 check.
That's our CVS trip, everybody. And Roy will be spending those coupons on something. Look, he's wearing it like a sash
something.
Now. Like a scarf.
I feel like I'm graduating.
Loren, let's talk. I'll turn the spotlight to you real quick. This morning, you talked about how you had a pregnancy scare.
Yep.
But you're not really pregnant.
Nope, not pregnant.
But your husband said by doing what made you think that you might be pregnant?
He thought I was nesting because I was organizing everything in the house, like literally everything in the house: junk drawers, key bins, linen closets, kids' drawers. Like I spent 3 days at the Container Store.
He said, "You better go piss on that stick."
Mm-hmm.
Quote.
Yeah, you guys heard him. I was talking to him on FaceTime.
You don't think he's going to get snipped, though? You think he's afraid of it?
No.
Or do you think he's just not sure he's done with children?
No. He's definitely sure he's done. I asked him not to get snipped for the first year to make sure I was done.
Oh, let's talk about you.
Are you done?
I mean, I would like to have one more, but he's not. I can't have one more child with him. Maybe someone else. He's made it very clear that we are getting a divorce. We have another child. So, yeah.
Well, don't forget, Roy said that he would love for you to carry for him.
Right.
So it's not your child. You don't actually have the act, but you do
that's
carry.
That's funny. Oh, Loren, that's funny. Can I?
I would really like to have a girl. I just know it's not in the cards.
Well, you know, you could pay enough money and get one.
I know, but that's another child, too.
Can I ask some questions about you cleaning your house?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whenever Sterling cleans, I feel obligated that I have to clean.
No, I do not want Dallas anywhere near me because you know what Dallas does? He irritates the fuck out of me.
Okay.
He does this.
Good question, Roy.
If I take something out of the closet and I'm like, nobody's touched this, like, we don't need this anymore, and I put it in a donation pile, and then I go through the medicine cabinet and I throw away everything that is expired. He will then walk behind me and take things out of the donation pile and take things that have just expired out of the trash. And I'm like, stop. Like, I have to make a pile of things that I tell him, oh, it's just there for me to put away. Mm-hmm. And then when he takes a trip, I donate the whole thing. I don't want him anywhere near me when I'm organizing.
See, Sunday, Sterling wanted to do a big cleaning. And so I kept distracting him. So we never got to clean.
Well, like, what was he trying to do?
He wanted to like deep clean the bathroom and really do the floors. I'm like, oh.
Do you have a person?
No, we just do it ourselves. Okay. We're not, you know, super rich like you guys. And
every 2 weeks.
He just doesn't have a person because he fired that person because she almost lost his dog.
Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about
that. That is true.
So nobody's allowed to be trusted in your home.
Yeah. Yeah, we're wounded.
So now you've got to get down on your hands and knees and clean
and
the tile.
And it's so tough because I don't bend.
Mm-hmm.
So Sterling has to do a lot of it.
Right.
That's the excuse I use.
And then it's a little weird for a white guy to watch a black guy cleaning his house.
It is! That's my problem. Whenever he cleans, I feel like I have to partake.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I can't just have him clean the whole house.
We can't erase 200 years of history.
No,
I know.
And then I really can't critique
while
his cleaning.
You're going around and pointing out things.
I did tell him one time he was doing the floors. I'm like, hey, you need a mop over here? Oh, shit. You can't do that.
Yes, sir.
You missed a spot.
So, is there anything else I can help? You want me to drive you someplace too, Miss Daisy?
You know, Stroh and I are having a bit of an argument right now. We're feuding.
Really?
Because, so I had a stain in my bed from me sweating. I really sweated.
I didn't know that this is where the argument was going, but okay.
Okay, so I bought bed insurance, and it says that if you get a stain, we'll remove it for free. Well, I call the people, and they come out and remove it. They don't remove it. And I'm like, well, your whole thing is that you remove the stain.
You were excited because last week a new mattress was coming.
Right, so because they couldn't remove the stain, they bought me a whole new mattress. So now we have a mattress in the house. But here's the problem. It's a king-size mattress. So we were going to take our king and put it in the guest bedroom, but that's a queen. So we now need a whole new bed set.
Mm.
Sterling doesn't want to pay the $1,000 for a new bed. But I'm like, we have like a $3,000 mattress to put on. It'd be a really good bed.
Can't you get something like from like Wayfair in the interim that's not so expensive?
Well, and I don't want it. Me takes a chip bite. Yeah, in the middle of the story.
We literally tell you the wrap party's just like hanging out. We're just hanging out eating.
Well, I also don't want it to be too crappy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want it to be like flimsy. Like I'm in a college dorm when I'm getting to bed.
Just until.
Then that would piss him off even more that I'm buying something to then buy something more expensive later.
I have a point.
Okay.
What do you need a guest bed for? All your guests are forced to stay at hotels when they come to
visit
you.
That's not true. Some guests are given permission to stay. It's not true.
Like your sister's the only one of his sister.
So it depends. Mm-hmm. There's an elite group that gets invited to stay the night.
And Loren and I drink too much.
I can stay. You got to go.
Yeah. What's the situation there? And we're not handcuffed together.
You're drunk.
He'll get us an Uber.
No. Well, I might get you get my driver.
Like, but we want to sleep over just because we want to like observe what goes on. And he's like, no, I'll just call you an Uber. I'm like, no, there's none available. Mm-hmm. Huh?
I might send you guys home with someone. Mm-hmm. But I also understand that you're drunk. And so.
So what's with the bed? That's what I'm saying. Like, don't worry about it. Don't stress out. Sterling's right.
We have a whole another bed just sitting in our floor in the living room. We got to do something with it.
It's your house. Like, you want your house to feel put together.
We can't just have a bed, like, just hanging out.
My OCD understands.
Yeah. I'm like,
give it to Nicole.
Sterling's like, let's just throw our bed away and then put the new bed on our bed. I'm like hell, we're throwing our bed away because there's a stain on it.
What do you have, a queen?
You just flip it.
Oh,
right?
You have a king? Oh, she has a king.
It's a fine bed. It's a perfectly fine bed. It just has a stain.
Yeah, that's disgusting. It's a sweat stain, which is a bodily chemical.
Yeah, but if they flip the mattress... And it's been cleaned.
Flip the mattress.
It's been cleaned. Okay, well, number one, it's been professionally cleaned. It's just the stain is there.
Is there an indentation?
Whoa, yeah, buddy, I'm heavy. There's going to be an indentation on anything I sit or sleep on.
Again, if you flip it, what's the problem?
You don't turn a mattress upside down.
You can.
Yeah, you can rotate a mattress. But if you put that down plus a mattress protector plus a sheet plus another, like, you're not going to be, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
So we're feuding on, well, one, I did the move where I showed him what I really wanted, which was about $2,000. And then when he said no to that, because I knew he was going to say no to that, I thought for sure my $800 option would win it over. And that didn't work.
You're supposed to have sex first, like Loren says.
Right.
Then they get vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Then you ask.
Try that.
It's our first time ever really disputing over, like, he's adamant that we're not spending money on a bed, and I'm adamant that I'm spending money on the bed.
Do you have sex and then roll over and be like, wouldn't this bed look so much nicer if it was the $2,000 option?
Listen, he's working today. Just go in there. You know, get down to your boxers, do a little dance.
I told him, so because this is how defiant I am, because we both contribute towards our joint savings account. I was like, well, I'll just buy the bed and I won't contribute to our savings account. There's nothing you can do about
that. That's what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a bad arguer.
Yeah, I am. But he shouldn't have the dictator rights to not get the bed, and I shouldn't have the dictator rights to get the bed.
There should be a middle ground.
Right. And I tried. I went from my $2,000 down to my $700 option.
He'll come around.
Hey, well, just keep persistent.
Yeah. All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed the wrap party today, everybody.
You want some Cheetos? Who's listening?
Roy, you go settle that dispute, okay?
Oh. We were supposed to talk about
tomorrow we'll do that.
Okay.
Right. Tomorrow on the wrap party, we'll give you a little tease. We're going to talk about the ideas that we pitched for our high school football picks that were turned down by our corporate attorneys.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that on tomorrow's wrap party, unless we forget about it.
Right. And no, we won't, because tomorrow we're going to talk about football again because your game didn't play. Mm-hmm. So it'll be on our minds.
All right.
All right, but the problem is we spent 7 minutes on coupons and our purchases at CVS. No other show can do that.
Toodles.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.